Six Nations elected council have began talks to find alternative solutions to funding issues stemming from newly introduced application requirements with the Jordan's Principle program. The Jordan's Principle program was established by the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal to ensure that First Nations children receive timely and necessary government services regardless of their residence. The program was named in honor of Jordan River Anderson from Norway House Cree Nation in Manitoba after Anderson died in a hospital while the province of Manitoba and the federal government decided who should pay for his medical care. In January, Six Nations elected council advised that the community's Jordan's Principle team had been directed by Indigenous Services Canada, or ISC, to no longer make payments to fulfill individual Jordan's Principle applications, and that all applications would now need to be approved through Indigenous Services Canada. On February 10th, Minister of Indigenous Services, Patty Haidu, spoke on the changes to Jordan's Principle applications, saying, quote, "In light of the increased volume, the Government of Canada has made changes to operating procedures to make sure requests align with the long-term sustainability of Jordan's Principle. These changes provide further clarity and consistency around the services available for First Nations children through Jordan's Principle, as well as the required documentation that is needed when processing requests," end quote. Six Nations Jordan's Principle team say community members and organizations now have concerns with the amount of funds available and the timeline for when funding will be received through the new application process. Six Nations Councillor Dean Hill discussed these concerns during the May 5th General Finance meeting.
So this was just coming up in my committee, and I assume it's going to be coming on to other committees. I know Deb is going to be jumping online soon. But it's just the different entities that are going to be in organizations outside of ours that will be coming to council for either financial aid or support because of the Jordan's Principle funds being restricted on their end. This one in particular was, was to do with education. And a lot of the students that were enrolled in this program were going to have to be not funded because Jordan's Principle isn't coming through with their money. So all this was from my end here was just to discuss and let council know that this will be happening a lot more. And hopefully we can have a resolution to it in the future.
Six Nations Director of its Well-Being Department, Deborah Jonathan, spoke on the initial implementation of the program within the community and how it was used for supports other than just medical, but she says the final decision was ultimately made by Indigenous Services Canada.
When Jordan's Principle then started, it quickly became more than medically related, more than health related, and it became a catch-all for everything. We all know the social determinants of health that we face as First Nations people. So it was the go-to for everything. What I want to make clear is that as applications, so our role as a Jordan's Principle team was to help to support families with applications of their needs. We did not approve or deny those applications. Those applications went up to ISC, and it was Indigenous Services Canada, the Jordan's Principle team, who either approved or denied those applications. It's been in the media about, you know, a lot of the spending that's been happening and the items that were approved, again, not by the Jordan's Principle teams in the communities, but by Indigenous Services Canada.
Jonathan further explained how in the past, the program was used to provide support to community members in emergency circumstances, and now with the changes to the program, the team is unable to provide emergency supports.
When we started to get the notices in November last year of the changes being made, it started to impact how we did service delivery. For example, we were able to, with any type of emergency situation of a family, so let's give for an example, if a family experienced a house fire, we were able to put measures in place to immediately house and shelter that family. And then we would continue with the application. And a lot of the applications we did for those emergency type situations, our Jordan's Principle workers were versed in what they knew would get supported and approved and what wouldn't. So a lot of times those situations, we were getting approved for them because, again, the workers knew what to put down, you know, how to support that family. With this change now, we are no longer able to do that. So we no longer are able to submit those emergency applications for approval and get funded, like, or actually support the families immediately. We now have to submit applications and wait for approval before we can support.
She spoke on the difficulties that the community's Jordan's Principal team has faced with the new application requirements and says because of them, the timeline for when applicants are receiving funding has begun to backlog as well.
For any type of application that's going in, going forward, it now has to have letters of support, not just from the normal, like I know the chief and council would have to on occasion write support letters for families, but it's also a requirement now that any application going in have a professional support letter. So, you know, a doctor, a specialist, a nurse. It makes it difficult, you know, to gather all the evidence and submit that and then sit and wait for an approval. The approval processes are now months behind. You know, we're looking at 12 months at this point, so a year. So it has impacted the ability for us to support these children and families like we used to. We're no longer able to do that.
Jonathan says now with the Jordan's Principal funding changes, council and its departments will need to look for solutions and collaboration between its departments in order to provide those supports to the community.
What has to happen at this point now is we need to come together as service providers to look at, in the absence of that immediate support through Jordan's Principal, how are other programs now going to help support the children and families? That's the question that we now have to work towards finding a solution for, because it is going to be a matter of several programs coming through now and being able to offer support to be able to, you know, get children what they need.
Councillor Amos Key Jr. spoke on the current state of the program and wanting Six Nations elected Chief Sherry Lynn Hill to take the community's concerns to the Chiefs of Ontario for support.
This thing has become a mess, and somebody needs to take ownership of that. I reminded ISC that they should, because they're the ones that broadened the scope of what could be funded. And that's why Deb says it's a catch-all for everything. I think we need to either... You, Chief, take it to the Chiefs of Ontario, your leadership committee, and call on the Auditor General to have an evaluation of this program, because it is a federal program, and they can find out what went wrong.
CJKS reached out to Indigenous Services Canada for comment, but they were not available at the time of publication. Six Nations Elected Council accepted the discussion surrounding the Jordan's Principal program as information, and Six Nations Elected Chief Sherry Lynn Hill says she will take the issue forward to Chiefs of Ontario for support. CJKS will be following the story as more updates are available. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.